This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. European countries have unveiled tough new measures to try to curb a surge in coronavirus infections, which the World Health Organization is warning is one of great concern. London is among many European cities going into stricter lockdown. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
London's Mayor Sadiq Khan warns of a tough winter ahead for Londoners as their city joins others in Europe heading into a tighter lockdown again to battle a mounting second wave of COVID-19. It comes into effect from midnight on Friday when the capital moves from a medium to high risk category under the government's three-tier system. Paris and other major French cities will be under nightly curfews for 4 weeks starting Saturday, while Germany hit its daily record of more than 6,600 new cases on Wednesday. It has, however, been less badly hit than the UK, Spain, Italy, and France.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is criticizing the country's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, over the pandemic. AP Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration's pushing a declaration from a group of scientists supporting the concept of herd immunity, the idea that a disease will stop spreading once nearly everybody has contracted it.
We just got to look that square in the eye and say it's nonsense.
On ABC News' Good Morning America, Fauci says the idea that the nation can protect the vulnerable while just letting COVID-19 run rampant is total nonsense. There will be too many people unprotected,
which will lead to hospitalizations and deaths.
COVID-19 has already killed nearly 217,000 people in America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on the coronavirus pandemic and today's latest news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Challenger Joe Biden will compete for TV audiences in dueling town halls Thursday evening instead of meeting face-to-face for their second debate as originally planned. The two will take questions in different cities on different networks. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has moved a step closer to confirming President Trump's Supreme Court choice, Amy Coney Barrett. The Judiciary Committee has scheduled an October 22nd vote on her nomination, despite Democratic objections. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Turkey's involvement in the conflict and Armenia has increased the risk in the region, reiterating his call for the issue to be resolved through diplomacy. Several hundred people have been killed in the deadliest flare-up of the decades-old conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh. The European Union and Britain are imposing sanctions on top Russian officials in response to the August poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The European Union and Britain are imposing sanctions on top Russian officials close to President Vladimir Putin in an unexpectedly robust response to the August poisoning of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Pushed by France and Germany, the sanctions target six Russians and a state scientific research center accused of deploying the banned nerve agent used against the 44-year-old politician. The Kremlin condemned the sanctions as a deliberate and unfriendly step against Moscow and promised retaliation. Recovering in Germany.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Yemen's warring sides kicked off a long-awaited UN-brokered prisoner exchange. It comes after Houthi rebels in Yemen freed two Americans. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Sandra Lowley and Mikhail Gadada are back in the U.S. So are the remains of a third American in a release apparently the result of mediation by Oman. Lowley thanked the Sultan of Oman.
I'm so appreciative, and I'm so happy.
Gadada is glad to be free.
I was in prison for 899 days, 2 years and 6 months in solitary confinement, and it was hell. It was really hell. A bad experience.
A Trump administration official told the Wall Street Journal Lowley had been held by the Houthi rebels for about 3 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel's parliament voted Thursday in favor of the normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain after a marathon debate with over 100 speeches lasting more than 8 hours. A total of 80 lawmakers voted to approve the U.S. brokered agreements. For the very latest on the U.S. elections, please use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.